This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the latest events in the first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly.
Senate Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety is now.
The week began with committee hearings on five proposals from the Missouri House of Representatives. The Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee met on Tuesday. Senator Bill White of Joplin says House Bill 16 would change the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons to include a Class E felony for transferring a firearm to a minor for the purpose of avoiding, interfering with, or preventing an arrest, detention, or investigation.
The way it was written, I could give your child a gun, and unless we get into some scenario where I can do an endangerment of a child, there's nothing in our statute now that says I can't give your 10-year-old a gun.
On Tuesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee held its hearing. Senator Scott Sifton of Afton says House Bill 2 would establish provisions relating to the admissibility of certain witness statements.
This bill is about not rewarding defendants for eliminating witnesses or coercing their silence, and I am supportive of that principle. We'll continue to work collectively to sweat the details.
Wednesday, these measures moved to the Missouri Senate floor.
What everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our
Senator Tony Lueckemeyer of Parkville, says House Bill 66 would create the Pretrial Witness Protection Services Fund.
Far too often, suspects charged with violent crimes walk free because witnesses are afraid to cooperate. This is a fear that no one should have to live with, especially when they can bring violent criminals to justice. The money allocated under the fund, which is subject to appropriation, will be used to relocate witnesses and their families to ensure their safety and security before, during, and after criminal trials.
Senator Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff says House Bill 46 would modify the St. Louis residency requirements for certain municipal personnel.
House Bill 46 eliminates the City of St. Louis lease residency requirement and other public safety employees as long as their primary residence is within 1 hour response time. Also, Mr. President, this bill has a 3-year sunset.
House Bill 11 would modify first-degree child endangerment statutes. A Missouri Senate amendment was offered, but unsuccessful. Again, Senator Sifton.
Your amendment is just trying to make sure that we are not holding adults accountable for a felony offense of encouraging a minor to commit a misdemeanor. Got it. It has to be a felony in order for the felony to attach.
Those measures that were amended will now return to the Missouri House of Representatives for further consideration.
The Senate shall stand adjourned until Thursday, September.
And remember, 10th, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.